Quay Walker right now by playing a little Friday morning fake news. On the weekly, it's usually filled with three news stories that make us all kind of cringe, but with the actual news going on in the world, I think these may be the best news stories just going on.
I'm here to help.
Oh, boy. We shall see, of course, but from the next three stories that will be presented to you, out of those three, if you can tell us which one of the three is not like the others and is a fake news story, you're on your way to Clay. Are we prepared with this story?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, story
number one.
The Wiggles are rolling into town tonight for a sold-out show, but they're not just silly entertainment for kiddos around the world anymore. Mm-mm. They're getting serious and going country like everybody else. Turns out that beautiful piece of man candy, Anthony and the gang, have a new country album featuring big stars like Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and more. It's called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up. And is available now.
That is story number one. Number two.
You can run, you can hide, but COVID-19 still a thing. Will we ever find a cure? Well, researchers say yes, with a very, very odd one. That would be llama blood. Researchers discovered their antibodies can provide powerful new treatments that work even if the virus mutates and new versions appear. Which sounds delightful, unless you ask the llama.
And then, finally, story number three!
Iran and Israel, the latest countries to get into a bit of a tiff, but how will we know if American troops could be called up to war? Well, it may all boil down to Taco Bell, social media users monitoring late-night orders from the fast food giant from Tel Aviv to D.C. and beyond, as our staff at military installations may be burning the midnight oil, working on battle plans, and fueling up with a run to the border.
I take back everything I said about these stories being better than the actual news stories of the world. It's kind of a toss-up at this point. And it may be a toss-up on, of those three stories, which one is not actually, factually accurate. To review, is it story number one? The Wiggles are the latest to jump into the country genre, including Hot Thirst Trap Wiggle Anthony on the new country album. Yeah, these are definitely not better. That's story number one. Number two is a possible COVID cure found in the blood of the llama.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it three? Taco Bell will tell you if we're going to war or not by the rate of the fast food orders around locations around military installations. If those increase, they're working late hours, they're prepping, they're planning, and then they're probably going down the hallway, too. Taking some. Well, it's the fog of war, Heather. It's the fog of war. You tell us of those three, which is the fake news story? We'll give a crack at it. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Ryan Mason. I'm in Hillsboro.
Hello, Ryan. How are we doing there in Hillsboro today?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Pleasantries.
Yeah. Are you a Wiggles fan, Ryan?
Never heard of it, but okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Oh, he's shielding them. Well, happy early Father's Day, and that's a Father's Day gift for you. Shielding them. What about Miss Rachel? Has she appeared into the mix?
Oh, dear.
No, I have no idea.
They just give their kid a couple of bricks and just say, go outside. That's all you need. That's all I need.
It's going to be great.
I won't even ask about Peppa. What else do you think we're firing up on the grill for Sunday? Okay, here we go. You're first up here, Ryan, in Hillsboro. Friday morning fake news. One of those stories is fake. Which one? One, two, or three?
I'll say number three.
Number three, going to war.
Number three.
One of the big indicators is the Taco Bells around the area. And if those orders kick up, that means they're doing late nights. They could be planning. And they need their chalupas.
Ryan, you're right.
Oh, that's good. That's encouraging.
But.
Oh, no, that's not encouraging.
They do monitor pizza deliveries.
Okay, that makes sense. Burning the midnight oil, you need a Domino's run.
Well, car boost.
Do we know if they're up around the areas of the Pentagon and the like?
I don't know. So I just don't ask questions I don't want answers to.
All right. Is the demand for Pizza Hut as much for Wiggles tickets for this weekend, evidently?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. Some of the tickets are $200.
So the Wiggles are going country.
The Wiggles are going country. Yeah. Dolly and Lainey both recorded with them.
Okay. So you may get to know the Wiggles by hearing them on your favorite country station that doesn't play country music. So that would obviously not be Hank FM, Ryan.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Right.
The Dallas ones over there. And then Llama Blood, therein lies the cure for COVID.
It's a thing. They've got the antibodies. They know.
Are those llamas also teaming up with Dolly? Because then it would be the Dalai Lama.
No, but I mean, if they can cure COVID, I mean, their stock is going up.
He is the Dalai Lama. All right, fantastic. You are going to Clay Walker, Mr. Ryan.
All right, thank you very much.
You have solved the always troubling Friday morning fake news.